snow? I said, God, what are we going to do today? He did not answer, so I'm here. We praise God for this morning. We praise God for each and every opportunity that He allows us, the breath in our body, to get up and move out. So this morning, I would just like to take a few minutes to give thanks to Pastor Armstrong in his absence, who thought it was not robbery and thought that I could take the charge for today. He has more confidence in me than I have in him. But I'm here, praise the Lord. And there is a word from the Lord, amen? May we bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father God, we come just now to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the snow outside, God. We thank you, Father, because it's purifying the earth. Lord, we thank you for every purpose. God, as I stand behind this sacred desk, I petition now, God, that you use me. Set Lorene aside and allow the Holy Spirit to take charge. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Pastor and his family. Thank you for each and every one that weathered the storm this morning to come out. Lord, I ask that the word is edifying. I ask, Heavenly Father, that today is the day that someone would say to Jesus, I yield, because you're the best thing I've ever had. In these and all prayers, we say amen and thank you, Father. The scripture for this morning comes from Psalms 55. May we please stand for the word of the Lord. Psalms 55, verse 22 of Psalms 55. Scripture reads, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning for your hearing, I have chosen the title, cast your burdens on the Lord.
All right.
Cast your burdens on the Lord. Now, this morning with all the snow and I see everyone outside, I'm sure you know what this is about because you cast your burdens on the Lord. If not, these pews will be empty. I will still be standing here saying what I'm saying. So praise the Lord for you for casting your burdens on the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody here know what casting their burdens on the Lord means. Mean leaving you out and letting God take place. Let God have his way. So I thank you this morning, saints, for letting God have his way. Now, Psalms 55 is actually a song that was written by David, the prophet David. In this psalm, David was going through some stuff. You know, as life challenges, we all go through some things. That is what makes us who we are. That is what makes us the person that God can use us for his purpose and his glory. Not our glory, but God's purpose and his glory. So the psalmist David was going through, was experiencing some stuff in life. And you know, when adversity comes, it is a great tool of spiritual enlightenment. We are growing, we grow through our adversement. So the psalmist David was going through it. And I know some of you can attest to this, because when we are faced with trials, we are to focus our attention on the Lord, which is driving us closer to him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. As we see in verse 55, of the psalm, King David was experiencing some hurt, some pain, some disappointment. And just as we go through our lives and through our day, that's what we experience, some pain, some disappointment. Now, the psalmist David was going through this because he was a leader, a leader. He was an anointed king that God had called him to a duty. God had called King David to be the prophet, the king that he was. So if God, and he was God's anointed choice. King David was going through some stuff because, you know, when we get elevated, our friends, our buddies and our peers sometimes don't want to encourage us. So David was going through some disappointment and some hurt because he did not expect his friends not to support him. Now, I know I'm just talking to the pews because I know everybody here would support whomever is their leader. But as leader, sometimes it's lonely at the top. So King David was going through some lonely moments alone because the people that were supposed to be there, his boys, wasn't there, nor was his sisters. He had to cast his burdens on the Lord. And this is what this Psalm 55 is all about. How we are to cast our burdens to the Lord. We can't look for Mary, Jane, Sue, John, or Jim. We have to look up to the Lord to give us strength for the journey, strength for the responsibility, strength for what he has called us to do. So in this chapter, we don't see just a king. God's anointed king we're looking at today. The leader had experienced some betrayal, some strife, some terror all around his life. If he turned to the right or turned to the left, he was faced with obstacles. Sometimes in our lives, we are faced with obstacles. We don't know why we ask the question, but you know every obstacle brings an improvement in your life. It's a builder of character. It's a builder of your conduct. It's a builder to help you communicate the way God wants you to communicate. Not of the ways of yesterday, but the ways of the Lord. So every trial and tribulation that we go through, we should look at it as character building. Well, the anointed king was more likely experiencing the burdens and the agony of the responsibility and the pain of what comes with the privilege of leadership. Now, as we know, as we are leaders, we should expect some pain to come. We should expect someone to say, I won't be available to support you today. But David was the anointed king of God, so he just in his mind thought that God is going to provide all the needs I need for this moment. But God allowed us free will. So David, as you know, wasn't always had the best character. David was a person that loved the Lord, but his character didn't always shine for the Lord. David had wandering eyes. Peeping Tom. But David had one thing that we need to get. David loved the Lord. David knew his weakness and he knew his strength. So he did not compromise his relationship with the Lord. When David's wandering eyes was sought out, David went to God for repentance. And see, we all have some crosses to bear. We have some things in our lives that we need to rid of. But until that day comes, saints, until that day that we are released of those things that's holding us back, we need to repent every day. We need to repent for the thoughts. We need to repent for the eyes. We need to repent sometimes just because we are going to do something and we don't know what the future holds. Now, the hurt and the disappointment were not so much the task of the king, but the problem of pain of betrayal was really what David was talking about. In this chapter, it said, cast your burdens on the Lord. It means everything. God, I have a job to do. Give me strength, please. Lord, I have a task to move some things out of my way. Give me some directions as to who and what I should move out first. King David was in that position. And I'm thinking about the religious establishment at this point, the church, where we come every Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through Thursday, and Friday. But we have some things that's preventing us from becoming closer to God. We have some stuff in us that we need to rid, some strongholds that we're holding. Some of these things we enjoy holding on to, but it's time, it's a new year, it's time for us to rid them and cast our burdens on the Lord. Those burdens are things that worry us. Those burdens are things that we continue to carry that pulls us down. We need to just give it to the Lord. And knowing that it is not always easy to do, but God says he's there. He has never left us. He will never leave us. And he will be with us always. What we have to do is lean forward, press forward, and seek God's face. Seek God's face. Along with many of you, we might understand what David was going through, the betrayal and the hurt. Those are the greatest hurt one can imagine when a friend disappoints you. When I went through this, I felt like I had suddenly hit a brick wall. Because I know every leader goes through some challenges with their understudies. But I thank God today, those challenges have lifted me up. They have made me stronger. They have elevated me. So this morning, I would like to encourage you about the journey of uncertainty and the challenging seasons, which is extremely important to our relationship with the Father. If these life situations and challenges may cause you to seek God's presence, as it did me, I had to repent of my sins and seek God's presence. I had to fast and pray. Now, after doing all of those activities, those behaviors, God answered me, but he answered me slowly because he made me wait. But I knew I had to cast my prayers, all of my cares on the Lord. Whatever it was, my children, their misbehavior, their good behavior, I had to cast it on to God. Because when they did good, I went to God and said, thank you. When they act up, I went to God and said, God, I prayed about this. So I thank you, God. I went to him for each and every opportunity, each and everything. And I thank God for allowing me to be the parent that I am. I think that each and every one of you are probably familiar with the biblical narrative, Job. Now, I chose Job because, like David, Job has some stuff going on in his life also. You see, Job was a real person in a real place who suffered real trials. The narrative of Job demonstrates a great, great example of what endurance and faithfulness it was about. Although Job became impatient with himself, his circumstances and his friends did not turn him away from his faith in God. We sometimes allow things to turn us away and we just sit down and stop and fold our hands. But yet we say we love the Lord. Yet we say that we're on the battlefield for the Lord and I'm going to serve until I die. Well, are you dead when you sit down and hold your hands? God is looking for some trailblazers, and they're not sitting down holding their hand. God used David because he had courage. God is looking for someone with courage, can do what they have to do, but also go to God and cast their cares on him. Do what they have to do, but also go to God and ask to give him strength and to repent. I think each and every one of you today might understand something about the man Job. He did not turn away, but Job stayed in obedience to the Lord. He used the instructions that was given to him by God. And the speaking of suffering, we can tag two scriptures to show the word of God that says suffering in Christ is okay. Matthew 5:10 and 12 says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are the people when they are insulted, you persecute you falsely and all kinds of evil against them because of him. Now, David was going through some stuff. We see Job going through some things. So this scripture is telling us that we will be persecuted. We don't know by whom, but we just need to cast our burdens on the Lord whenever it comes up. James 5:10 spoke on Job's behalf also, which said, my brethren, take the prophet Job, and he's speaking about Job, who spoke in the name of the Lord, is an example of suffering and patience. Just cast your burdens on the Lord. Saints, faith allows believers to look beyond the world's point of view and their value system to see the internal values of God. ability to see the internal values of God and his kingdom. Now, the acts of obedience, I was able to recognize and understand in casting your burdens on the Lord, allowed me to realize what an awesome blessing it is to have a father that stick close to you than a brother, and most certainly closer than a friend. I think that each of you are more familiar with different things in the Bible that has gone on and taken place. But we see that David and Job was a great example. Hebrews 11 and 24 tells us that by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. From this, saints, we find that God does work in the lives of human affairs for the good of his people and for the ultimate accomplishments of his will. Cast your burdens on the Lord. When we cast our burdens on the Lord, we see that the Lord himself goes before us and we will be with him. When we cast our burdens on the Lord, he will never leave us or forsake us. Cast your cares on the Lord. Listen, in order for us to focus fully on God's purpose and will in our lives, we need to have the content and substance of his word in our hearts at all times. At all times. He's asking us to pray, fast, and stay in the word at all times. The word is the weapon. The word is the strength. The word delivers. The word breaks yokes. The word takes us out of bondage. So we are to stay in the word of God. We are to thank God in everything, no matter what the situation is or what the circumstances are. We are to cast our cares on the Lord. Casting our cares on the Lord will allow you to stand strong, will allow you, moreover, to have a greater faith. When disappointment weighs you down and have your back against the wall, you either let it press you down until you can't go any further, or you cast your prayers, you cast your cares, you cast your faith, you cast yourself in the hands of the Lord. He is waiting for us. We, as we go through this life journey, we're going to be confronted with some things. God has said that he will not leave us nor forsake us. And remember, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said it and will not do it? God will do just as he has spoken, and he will fulfill his promise. Listen, I want to also encourage you as believers that we can always count on God to assume full responsibility for our needs when we obey him. Remember, we are never alone without hope, because the Father is always available to be with us. He's there in the midnight hour. He's there when we are alone. He's there when we are hurting and in pain. God would never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we sit around and we're alone, we're by ourselves. But we're by ourselves for a reason. That time is to be spent with the Lord. That time is to get in the presence of God for your strength and directions. God is a God of possibility. He's a God that would allow us to move out of situations and we don't know how we got out of there ourselves. God will move the mountains for us. For us, and we will wonder, how did that mountain move? But don't forget, in that God has given us an anointing, we are moving mountains too. God has given us some power. We can fight the battles that he chooses for us to fight. But don't forget, God will fight our battles. But he said, step up, move up. He wants to see some strong soldiers that cast their cares on him, like David. David went to the battlefield because he knew God had his back. Saul was David's agony. Saul was a pain in David's back. But David was really the anointed person because he did not go back after Saul. David exemplified what true leadership is about. He did not go back to hurt or harm Saul when he could. And he had many opportunities. This is what God is calling us to do. Casting our cares on him will allow us to move past the foolishness of somebody that's behind us making trouble. Casting our cares on God will allow us to focus on the present and not the past. Casting our cares with God would allow us to move forward in the direction that God has for us. God is an elevating God. He sees your heart. When you cast your cares on God, he's there to take you to the next journey. People are probably wondering, how did he or she get that position? They were not qualified. Well, who do they know? Who do they know? They know the Almighty, all-power God. They cast their cares on God. God will open those doors that nobody has seen. He will open a window that you can't even imagine to look out. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. God will be there. Sisters and brothers, we can be absolutely certain the Lord will meet your needs. And I guess you're wondering why or how. Because Jesus loves us selfishly, unselfishly. The Savior is devoted to us because of who you are, not for what you can do for him. Because he can do all things because he's the Almighty King. But he's telling us we can do all things. Like David, he's saying that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. David's strength was not of himself. It was through the anointing and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. David was a man after God's own heart. Now, Philippians 2, 7 and 8 teaches that Christ cares for you and I so greatly that he left his gracious home in heaven just to provide a way of salvation for you and I. He emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Yes, to the point of death, hanging on the cross. Christ gave up everything for you and I. What can we give back to him? Our obedience, our loyalty, our faithfulness to his word. The love of one another, the love of the people that don't look like us, smell like us. Have you noticed anything differently? We have a new community outside. Now, that is how we show God and pay the debt that he has done for us. By going out in the community, going out to help those that's less fortunate than us. That's discipleship. We need to go out so people can come in. Cast your cares on the Lord. Some says, I don't go out because it's fearful, it's bad out there. Well, did you ever think about you had to walk out there to get in here? And you made it. Cast your cares on the Lord. He will not let you down. And let him draw you near to the grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. The Lord is compassionate regarding our pain. He saw David's pain. He was waiting. See, when we go through stuff, God knows, because he's the all-knowing, almighty God. He knows what's in front of us before we even get there. David was in pain, and God knew it. But God was waiting for David to come to him and cast his burdens on him. You know, sometime when we receive some strength, when we receive some opportunities and abilities, we forget where they come from. Sometime God sits and waits and holds his hands. He's not going to leave you, but he's waiting for you to cast your burdens on him. Call him and say, God, here I am. I'm stretching my hands to thee, for there's no other help I know. And God, if you withdraw yourself from me, wherever would I go? God is sitting and waiting for us to come to him. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will carry you through. Jesus loves us forgivingly. Yes, there is time when sin and separation cause us to lose sight on God. But 1 John 19 says, if we confess our sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just cast your cares on the Lord. The Father wants more than to cleanse you and get you back on the right track. He wants you to give love. He wants you to love thy neighbor as yourself. This means that Jesus paid the cross for us to love each other. He suffered an agony and pain for death on the cross, sacrificing for the benefit of you and I, so that we are able to cast our cares on him. Now, listen, in light of how the Savior loves us, how we are called to care for one and love others, we are able to love them the way Christ loved us, unselfishly. We are to strive to understand what motivates others in our community and accept them as Christ accepts us. We're here. We wasn't always standing in the pulpit. We wasn't always sitting on the deaconess seat. We wasn't always a part of the trustee ministry. We wasn't always a missionary. We wasn't always an usher. We were a part of a community of people that got out on Friday and Saturday night and gave the devil his glory. Now that we are here, we've cast our cares on the Lord. We've forgotten about those that's out there. We are supposed to go out and bring them in. When we cast our cares on the Lord, we will know we are to strive to understand the needs of others. That is, we are to put aside our own goals and even endure some things that we thought we could not endure. Saints, this morning I come to say that we have to get on board on our 2015 vision with the pastor. Family, you must need faith to do that. We must need faith. You must have confidence. So this morning, I do hope God is worthy of your trust. Even if it seems a moment and a bit silent when you ask, saints, when we serve the God of impossible, he's always ready and able to show himself strong on our behalf. Casting our cares on the Lord is the key in putting him first in our life, first in every area of our life. Casting your cares on the Lord allows God's peace, provision, and his promotion to cast those burdens down that you're carrying. God is seeking a heart that puts him first. First in your thoughts, first in your words, first in your finances, first in your career, first in your family, and first in your relationship. First priority is what God is looking for, and it is the result of casting your burdens on the Lord. When you give your burdens to the Lord and become faithful to his word, those things will not matter to you, because you know if someone is not doing what they need to do, God will handle that. He said to us to fret not. Fret not, because he is there. We are to cast our burdens on the Lord. God is unchanging. When we place our cares in the hands of the Lord, he will see us through. He will hold us in the palm of his hand. He will rock us in his bosom. As the psalmist said, falling in love with God is one of the best things that we can do. And when we fall in love with God, we're going to get ourselves out to know and look and learn everything we know about God. Don't you know when you fell in love with whoever your mate is, you wanted to know everything about him, everything. Whoever you could call, you were talking about it. So that's what God is calling us to do. Fall in love with him and cast in your burdens on him. Learn of him. God is there with his arms open wide. He's our deliverer. He's our protector. He's our resurrection. This is what we're to do as Christians, casting our burdens on him. One day, on that good, great getting up morning, God is going to look for us. He's going to look for us. And he's going to look in our face and say, good and faithful servant, well done. He's not going to ask us what was in our pocket. He's not going to ask us what our credentials are. He's not going to look at any degrees. He's not going to ask us or be concerned of what we did yesterday. He's going to be concerned about our heart, what we're doing about our neighbor, the love we're to be giving each other, the support we're supposed to be giving to the pastor, the support of the church. God is about doing his work. That's his concern. He's not concerned about what's hanging on your wall. He's not concerned about what's in your wallet. He is concerned about your heart. Because when you cast your cares on the Lord, what's in your heart will be seen. What's in your wallet will be known. Cast your cares on the Lord. I thank you. Amen.